Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the show, I'll be celebrating John Hendricks, a jazz icon who would have turned 100 years old on September 16th. Hendricks was a singer, composer, but most of all, a groundbreaking jazz lyricist. In the 1950s, he and his group Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross took the jazz world by storm, performing fun and clever vocal versions of famous instrumental jazz tunes, all with new lyrics by John Hendricks. I'll be chronicling his entire career in this next hour. It's John Hendricks, the Poet Laureate of Jazz, coming up next on Afterglow.
Out of the past, where the old things lie to haunt my memory. From the depths of time up to the present came a love I never dreamed could ever be. Yet out of the past of my wildest dreams and fondest fantasy, you are here. And at last, out of the past, when you appeared, my future came to me. Out of the past, where the old things lie to haunt my memory. From the depths of time up to the present came a love I never dreamed could ever be. Yet out of the past of my wildest dreams and fondest fantasy. You are here, and at last, out of the past, when you appeared, my future came to me.
John Hendricks with Out of the Past, a song he wrote the lyrics to. That's from his album A Good Get Together from 1959. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. This week we're celebrating a jazz icon, John Hendricks, the gravelly-voiced poet laureate of jazz, who helped revitalize vocal jazz for a new generation in the late 1950s. Hendricks would have turned 100 years old this week. This hour, I'll be chronicling his career. Now, the song you're hearing right now in the background is I'm in the Mood for Love, the old Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Field song, as recorded by saxophonist James Moody in Sweden in 1949. This particular recording plays an important role in the development of John Hendricks as an artist, and I'll explain why in a moment. John Hendricks was born in Toledo, Ohio in 1921. He was a preacher's son, which may say something about the singer's gift of gab. He started singing at a very young age and soon became famous as a child star around Toledo. At the time, he received one of the best jazz educations around, private lessons with his neighbor, jazz pianist Art Tatum. Hendricks was drafted into the Army during World War II. After experiencing some racism in the Army, he found his way to New York City to pursue a career as a jazz singer. It was actually Charlie Parker, who Hendricks met in Toledo, who told him to move to New York. His early career got off to a slow start. He wrote a few songs here and there, but Hendricks didn't possess a naturally beautiful voice. He had a great sense of rhythm, but he had a raspy, gritty tenor voice. Then one day in 1952, while sitting at a coffee shop, John Hendricks heard this song, which is a vocal version of that James Moody saxophone solo we were just listening to.
You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps.
This song is called Moody's Mood for Love, performed by the mysterious one-hit wonder known as King Pleasure. The lyrics here were written by Eddie Jefferson, and this is the art of vocalese, adding new lyrics to an existing instrumental jazz tune. Hendricks said that hearing this new vocalese style struck a chord in his soul. It was from then on that he focused his songwriting energy on composing vocalese lyrics. In 1954, he recorded one of his first attempts at vocalese lyrics, alongside both King Pleasure and Eddie Jefferson. It was the Stan Getz tune, Don't Be Afraid. Hendricks had a way of taking just the title of the song and constructing an entire story around it. In this case, though, he made one alteration to that title to fit with Getz's music. He changed the title from Don't Be Afraid to Don't Get Scared. Here's that recording now. John Hendricks, Eddie Jefferson, and King Pleasure with Don't Get Scared. On Afterglow.
When you see danger facing you, little boy, don't get scared. When you see danger facing you, little boy, don't you get scared. When you see danger facing you,
little fellow, let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to go right along. Go on, give a little, take a little till you get that break. Don't be a knucklehead and make the same mistake. Life is really funny every way. Gotta ha 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 every day. Never be afraid. Now I know you've never read, but remember what I said. Anyone so tender that would easily surrender his all. Well, I'm so hearty for him, little fella, but he's better off dead. So when your knees get to knocking a hole in your stocking, you better call your all. And if it's not around, you'd better make a little call on sweet Georgie Brown and find out where to fall when the sun goes down, just in case you let your troubles get you down. You should be a scatterbrain, singing in the rain. Never feel a pain, didn't mean a thing. Just think of all the pleasures it will bring. Understand, be a man, yes you can. If you want the Lord to spare you, don't let nothing wear you, tear you, share you, don't let nothing scare you.
I heard what you said, and I know you're trying to tighten my head. I'm telling you, Daddy, I don't mind the daytime. It's the run and romp and playtime. But in the night, the slightest incident can give me a big fright. When the sun cuts out, things get darker, and I'm certain without a doubt. Imaginary goblins are near me, and they really scare me. Fear is always goofing the joys of little boys. One story I remember good about Red Riding Hood. She toddled off to her grandma's place, but the wolf who met her as she ambled through the woods won the race. Now a story such as that may bring you joy, but it scares a little boy. How I wish I were a man, acting like a man can. But till I start getting bigger, I'll just have to learn to face fear. 'Cause if I did, just like you say, I never would be scared.
When you see danger facing you, little boy, don't get scared. When you see danger facing you, little boy, don't you get scared. When you see danger facing you,
little fellow, don't be yellow and blue.
King Pleasure, Eddie Jefferson, and John Hendricks in 1954, performing the tune Don't Get Scared. The music there is based on a saxophone solo by Stan Getz, with new vocalese lyrics by John Hendricks. John Hendricks' biggest success came alongside jazz singer Dave Lambert. Lambert was a pioneer in bebop vocal jazz from the 1940s, and Hendricks made a point to get in touch with Lambert so that they could collaborate. With Lambert's gift of vocal arranging and Hendricks' gift for writing vocalese lyrics, they began to construct vocal versions of their favorite jazz tunes, like Jimmy Giuffre's Four Brothers. One of their first projects was to arrange the music of Count Basie, and they soon landed a deal to record this with ABC Paramount. Lambert and Hendricks put together a choir, but the singers couldn't swing. To help train the choir, they brought in singer Annie Ross, who also recorded some vocalese songs in the past. The choir, however, still didn't work, so Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross fired the choir and decided to just record the songs themselves. They were already over budget, and the stress had put Hendricks in the hospital. But the trio went into the studio and overdubbed their voices to make them sound like a 12-person choir. The result was the album Sing Along with Basie, a recording of vocalese versions of Count Basie tunes, and it became the breakout hit of 1958. The trio Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross was born. Here's Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross performing a track from that album now. This is the Count Basie song, Every Day I Have the Blues, on Afterglow.
Yeah. I run away and hide. Get up and go now. Let up and blow now. You hear them their way every day.
Yes, every doggone day.
You're singing the blues each time I see ya.
Every day.
Singing the blues, those blues won't free ya.
Every day.
I sort of expected once you're shaken.
Every day.
But now I can dig there what you make.
Every day.
What about it?
Soon as I'm waking, then
every day I have the blues.
Every dawn and I dig there wait that it would be.
Every day.
What about it?
Oh.
Every day I have the blues.
What are you gonna get but blue? Wish that I could help you, baby.
Well,
what
you
can
see
I do?
Me worried, baby.
I got a few.
Because it's you I hate to lose.
What about settling? Are you gonna keep me from meddling?
Nobody loves me. Whoa. Nobody seems to care.
Baby, don't seem to care. A loving company.
Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care.
How you gonna get it again? Gotta be a millionaire.
Speaking of bad luck and trouble.
Luck and trouble.
Well, you know I've had my share.
Yeah, man, I'm digging your tail.
I'm gonna pack my
you
suitcase.
Need you need
moving
to
on down the line.
Hendrix and Ross with Every Day, a song from their 1958 album Sing Along with Basie. We're exploring the career of John Hendrix this hour. After the success of Sing Along with Basie, the trio continued to explore what they could do, although without the hassle of overdubbing their voices. They all brought different strengths to the table. Annie Ross was a gifted singer and a dynamic performer. Dave Lambert was a brilliant vocal arranger. And John Hendrix was the poet. Hendrix began to write vocalese versions of songs by Duke Ellington, Horace Silver, and many more, showing off his gift for clever wordplay and storytelling. He crafted entire stories just based on the title of the song and the notes provided by those famous jazz solos. I'll play some of Hendrix's finest vocalese lyrics now. We'll hear songs originally performed by Art Blakey and Duke Ellington in just a bit, but first, here's Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross with their version of the song, Cloudburst, on Afterglow.
I was blue and I was always wearing a frown, because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you could bet I knew from the first, you were my love, cause that's when the old gray cloudburst. My heart really flew the day you crossed my eye. I hope that we two will never say goodbye. Clouds of gray have silver linings when they're reversed. I found your love, and that's when the old gray cloudburst.
Baby, I'm gonna tell you about your loving and your kissing and your hugging and your sweet turtle dove and pretty baby. I want to be satisfied till you play. Here comes the bride. Listen to me, baby, and I know me, maybe listen to my story. It's terrifically true. I want to find a way of telling that I really go for you. I hope you'll believe me, baby, because you certainly do. Because you're thrilling me, really, really thrilling. When you tell me that you probably got a kind of crush on me, it moves me, grooves me. How divine can one woman be? Oh, little darling, I'm really falling. You got me goofy and gay. I'm gonna get carried away. Just think you're gonna be mine someday. Oh, let's spin a little pack, a little stop, a little spark, a little live, a little pop, a little maybe, a little pop, a little baby. Every time you're always so near, nobody loves me like you, dear. Let's talk a little tease, a little pop, a little squeeze, a little cry, a little sigh, a little maybe I have to lie a little bit. Gonna tell you the truth, cause I love you and that's it. Cause I love you, baby, 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 with all my heart. Ooh, listen to me while I say a little, lot of little ladies get away, because I know, pretty baby, I know, pretty baby, I know you're the one, yes, you're the one, I knew it when I met you, what a big deal, get you. Find a little girl to make you love your life. Don't ever leave me. That you're flipping it and really want to ruin the plot. Light as a breeze through the trees, boy. Pleasant as one summer breeze, boy. Well, I'm a lucky lover, I got the love you should discover.
I was blue and I was always wearing a frown, because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you could bet I knew from the first, you were my love, cause that's when the old great cloudburst.
Take a look at me, boy, take another look, take another look, take another look, take another good long look at me, and I've opened my eyes and now I see.
Clouds of gray have silver linings when they reverse. I found your love, and that's when the old great cloudburst.
Every morning find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Cause of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Every evening find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I spent plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief.
Every morning find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Cause of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief, find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights along with my grief, along with my grief.
way back in my childhood, I heard a story so true. Found a funny bunny stealing some food from a garden he knew. His mama got worried, she told the bunny one day, better watch the farmer eat what I say or he'll blow you away.
He knew his mama is right, so why don't he do what she say? Maybe he just don't dig it, but it's happened cause he's a rabbit.
You start on top and you can't stop and wobble on the way.
Out of the garden where carrots are dense, I found a hole in the fence. Every morning when things are still, then I crawl through the hole and eat my fill. The other rabbits say I'm taking dares, maybe I do wrong, but who cares? I'm a hooked rabbit, yeah, I got a carrot habit. Every day I'm trying to avoid it. What'll I do? I know that I've enjoyed it. Really and true, I beg my mama's pardon. All the time I'm heading for the garden. Everything is free and the farmer's napping. Every little carrot is stolen delight. And I keep forgetting that today is right. So one day as I was deep in a mill, that farmer pulled a real creepy steal. Came at me with a big shotgun. And did I run? Well, I hustled really swiftly as I could. Yeah, I split from there in a lot of seconds to spare. I could hear the bullets fly through the air. I could hear what mama told me. If my mama knew, she would scold me. About the real true feeling. If I got away, stop for stealing. The farmer, he really had sense. He plugged up the holes in the fence. Had me running madly around the garden looking for holes, crawling and a little hole.
You pick up what I say, hard-head rabbit, but you keep yabbing. Your mama told you when you hop that if you stop, you cop the crop. He gets salty and gone for you because carrots and you make a very good stew.
Son, they got you on the run, so you better find a quiet little corner where the farmer never comes. You got plenty of patches, so you snuggle in between them. Think what I mean, you got to tell the cattle keep the beans.
Run, you rabbit, run, now you had your fun. Run before you feel the shotgun, run on. Run, well, while you're in a panic, you're forgetting the garden gate. All you gotta do is lay around and wait. Right now, the farmer thinks you got you. Really is itching to see your fate. Don't you meet him by the hole in the fence? You can meet him with some natural sense. While he's over by the fence or while away, keep on running till you're out of that gate. No, the farmer really scared you to death. You never figured he was out gunning. Better pause a while to catch your breath. You're gonna need it if you're out running. Maybe now you remember what your mom told you. Now you don't need it if your mom scolds you. So hit the gate and be ready to wail. And when you do, you show the man your tail.
Hurry up, better change your plan. Better run from the farmer man. Ooh, you best make tracks.
You doggone pesky head.
Head for home running. Got your way, I'm showing your tail. Don't ever run when you go.
Now you're going home to Mopsy and Popsy, and your little brother's Floppy and Mopsy. Now you're gonna do what Mama intended. Now you know your carriage stealing is ended.
I've heard the old story, one rabbit's foot will bring luck, but that much more lucky, luckier natch if the rabbit's attached.
That was the story of Peter Cottontail, the rabbit, as told by Lambert Hendrickson Ross in 1960. That was Duke Ellington's song Cottontail, with lyrics written and performed by John Hendricks. He was playing the role of Ben Webster's saxophone solo in that song. Before that, we heard Lambert Hendrickson Ross in 1959 with Moanin' and Cloudburst, both with new lyrics written by John Hendricks. John Hendricks became a master of writing these vocalese versions of existing jazz songs. But his creative energy didn't just stop there. He wrote original songs, too. Before he was in Lambert Hendrickson Ross, some of Hendrick's first lyrics were written for Louis Jordan, the comic jump blues artist. And many of Hendrick's original songs are in that Jordan vein, funny, upbeat, and usually about food or alcohol. Here's Lambert Hendrickson Ross now with one of those Hendrick originals. This is Gimme That Wine on Afterglow.
My wife got tired of me running round, so she tried to keep me home. Well, she broke my nose and hit my clothes, but I continued to roam. Then she finally hit my weak spot, threatened to throw my bottle out. Well, from the basement to the rooftop, everybody could hear me shout, give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, yeah, give me that wine, 'cause I can't cut loose without my juice. I got to have Hot Lucy when I go walking, you know. Well, one day while crossing the avenue, a big car knocked me down. While I was stretched out, tying up traffic, and crowds came for blocks around. Now the police were searching my pockets before they sent me to the funeral parlor. But when one of them cops took my bottle jack, I jumped straight up and commenced to holler. Give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine. 'Cause I can't get well without Muscatel.
I only drink for medicinal purposes anyway. Well, now one real dark and dreary night, as I was staggering home to bed, well, the bandit jumped from the shadows and put a blackjack side my head. That cat took my watch, my ring, my money, and I didn't make a sound. But when he reached and got my bottle, you could hear me for blocks around. Give me that wine.
That
oh, give me that wine.
That
give me that wine.
That
beat my head out of shape, but leave my grape. Watch ring and money ain't nothing. Don't mess with my wine, Jim. Well, one day my house caught fire while I was laying down sleeping off a nap. And when I woke up, everything was burning with a pop and a crackle and a snap. Now the fireman chopped up my TV set and tore my apartment apart. But when he raised his axe to my bottle, I screamed with all my heart. Give me that wine.
That
oh, give me that wine.
That
give me that wine.
That
so I can drink one toast before I roast. No sense in going out half-baked. Might as well be all tore. You can take all those Hollywood glamour girls, Lana Turner, Rita Hayworth, Brigitte Bardot, and Lucille Ball, and all them chicks, and line them upside the wall. Put a gigantic jug beside them and tell me to take my choice. Well, there'd be no doubt which one I chose the minute I raised my voice. Give me that wine.
Oh.
Well, those chicks look fine, but I love my wine. Now, some folks like money. Some like to dance and dine, but I'll be happy if you give me that wine. Give me that wine.
Unhand that bottle.
Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross in 1959 with the John Hendricks original, Gimme That Wine. Coming up after the break, we'll continue our centennial celebration of singer and lyricist John Hendricks, looking at some of his solo work. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to John Hendricks, the Poet Laureate of Jazz, on Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the career of the late John Hendricks this hour, the so-called Poet Laureate of Jazz. And what you're listening to now is a work written by Dave and Iola Brubeck called The Real Ambassadors.
We are diplomats in our proper hats. Our identity comes habitual along with all the ritual, the diplomatical.
It's a musical from 1962, all about civil rights and the role that jazz played in spreading American culture all around the world during the Cold War. The Brubecks got some of the biggest names in jazz to record this jazz musical, including Louis Armstrong, Carmen McRae, and Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, the stars of vocal jazz and pioneers in the art of singing known as vocalese. Unfortunately, this collaboration would be one of the final times that the trio would record together. By the end of the 1950s, almost as soon as they joined forces, the group Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross began to splinter as Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and Annie Ross would each begin to pursue solo projects. Lambert and Hendricks did record a few more times together with some Annie Ross replacements, like Yolanda Bavan, but then Dave Lambert died in an automobile accident in 1966. John Hendricks' longtime musical partner was gone, and he was left to make a career on his own. I'll explore some of the later career developments of John Hendricks in the remainder of this program, as he became both a solo artist and an elder statesman in the vocalese style. But first, I want to play one of Hendricks' first solo recordings, and it comes from 1959. It's an album of his own tunes he recorded alongside folks like guitarist Wes Montgomery and saxophonist Cannonball Adderley, called A Good Get-Together. Here's a song that became a standard, with music by Gigi Grice and lyrics by John Hendricks. This is Social Call on Afterglow.
Happened to pass your doorway, gave you a buzz, that's all. Lately I've thought lots about you, so I thought I'd pay a social call. Do you recall the old days we used to have a ball? Not that I'm lonesome without you, I just thought I'd pay a social call. I'd lie and say things are just swell, but to tell the truth, I haven't been too well. If I should try to kiss you, promise that you won't stall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. I lie and say things were just swell, but to tell the truth, I haven't been too well. If I should try to kiss you, promise that you won't stall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. Simple social call. How do you do that?
John Hendricks in 1959 performing Social Call, a song that he wrote the lyrics to. In the 1960s and 70s, John Hendricks' career moved in different directions. He spent time in England, gaining a following there and embarking on tours around Europe and Africa. He later moved back to the States, where he began to teach jazz at a few colleges in California and critique jazz as a reviewer for the San Francisco Chronicle. He also created a stage show in 1974 called Evolution of the Blues, which chronicled the history of African-American music.
Once upon a time, music was born in the heavens on high. The sun, the moon, all the planets, all the stars in the sky play a beautiful symphony, a pastoral by day, by night, a lullaby.
During this time in the 1960s and 70s, Hendricks also made guest appearances on a few records with artists like Thelonious Monk and Stan Getz. I'll play some of those guest spots right now, beginning with a track he recorded in 1968 with Thelonious Monk on Monk's album Underground. This tune was one of Monk's classic compositions called In Walked Bud, and Hendricks added vocalese lyrics for this session. Now, the Bud referred to here is bebop jazz pianist Bud Powell, and Hendricks' lyrics play on a familiar trope in a lot of vocalese jazz music, a song all about the history of jazz itself. Here's John Hendricks and Thelonious Monk with In Walked Bud on Afterglow.
Dizzy, he was screaming next to O.P., who was beaming. Monk was stomping, suddenly in walked Bud, and then they got into something. Oscar played the mean sax, Mr. Byers blew a mean axe. Monk was thumping, suddenly in walked Bud, and then the starch started jumping. Ebb stood Billy the Bud, soon the guitar. Taking that note, nobody wrote, putting it down. O.P., he was screaming next to Dizzy, who was beaming. Monk was thumping, suddenly in walked Bud, and then they got into something.
I'm coming to get you. If I ever get you, you better
better believe it. You never believe it. You better believe it. Lord knows I'm out to get you. I'm coming to get my baby. I mean my girl, my baby. To have no one. I love you. I love you. And I got a feeling you love me too. Holy mackerel. Listen to me. I'm talking to you, and I ain't got no time for fancy explanations. I love you.
Really do.
Really do. Love me better than I do myself, cause I'm in love with you. But I ain't no competition. You're running in first position. That's what I'm hoping you believe.
Wayne Shorter's song, The Chess Players, with lyrics by John Hendricks. That was from the 1977 Stan Getz and Jimmy Rolls album called The Peacocks. John Hendricks was singing there, along with his wife, Judith. Before that, we heard Hendricks with Thelonious Monk performing his vocalese version of Monk's tune, In Walked Bud. During the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, John Hendricks performed most often with his family, including his wife Judith and his children Michelle, Aria, and Eric. On those family recordings, Hendricks tried to recreate the magic he once made with Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. That's a live recording from 1995 at the Blue Note, featuring John, Judith, Michelle, and Aria Hendricks. Besides making his own music, John Hendricks also became a revered figure in jazz and an elder statesman of the art of vocalese. In 1985, he won a Grammy Award with the Manhattan Transfer and singer Bobby McFerrin for the Manhattan Transfer album called Vocalese and the song Another Night in Tunisia.
Living in the middle, you're like solution only illusion. You've got to figure out a way out to go. Instead of moving on ahead, anyway, you come a little with a fascinating desert for your bed. How exciting!
The Manhattan Transfer album Vocalese featured all songs with lyrics by John Hendricks. John Hendricks' career lasted well into the 21st century. He continued to perform with his family, with Annie Ross, and with singers from the generation that he inspired, like Kurt Elling and Darman Meter from the New York Voices. John Hendricks passed away at age 96 on November 22, 2017, as one of the most accomplished and acclaimed jazz singers of all time. He embodied jazz. He was honored by the National Endowment for the Arts as a jazz master in 1993. Critic Leonard Feather called John Hendricks the poet laureate of jazz for his monumental contributions as a jazz lyricist. And singer Al Jarreau called Hendricks, quote, pound for pound the best jazz singer on the planet. Maybe that's ever been, end quote. I'll close off this tribute to John Hendricks by playing one of his later recordings. This comes from a guest spot he did on Kurt Elling's 1999 album Live in Chicago. The song is Going to Chicago Blues, and there's a remarkable bit of history in this song. It was first made famous by Count Basie and his orchestra way back in 1941, featuring vocalist Jimmy Rushing and trumpeter Buck Clayton.
Going to Chicago, sorry that I can't take you.
In 1958, Basie recorded it again with Lambert Hendricks and Ross on the album Sing Along with Basie. On that recording, Basie's current singer at the time, Joe Williams, takes over Jimmy Rushing's original vocal part, and John Hendricks does a Vocalese version of Buck Clayton's trumpet solo, all with his own original lyrics.
Keep your New York joys, I'm going to Illinois, just as fast as I can.
And in this torch-passing version from 1999, it's Kurt Elling who takes over John Hendricks' original Vocalese role, with Hendricks on the melody, once sung by Jimmy Rushing and Joe Williams. Here's Kurt Elling and John Hendricks with Going to Chicago on Afterglow.
You keep your New York joys. I'm gone to Illinois just as fast as I can. You New York women think you'll make a fool of any man. You play all kinds of games and you will cheat if you can. Use love like a tool and make a man a fool. Ha! What a beautiful motto. I got my money, that's it. How can you mind if I split, little baby? I'm going back where a woman really knows the way to treat a man. People are friendly without no hidden plan. It's the best in the Midwest. It's a real down city full of good folks who come from home. And when I get back, I will never roam far from my little shy town. Well, goodbye, farewell. I'm out. See you later.
Going to Chicago. Sorry, but I can't take you.
I come from Chi-town.
Yeah.
Chi-town is my town.
Well, I'm going to Chicago. Pretty baby, I'm sorry, but I can't take you.
No use in crying, yeah.
No.
Tired of your lie, yeah.
Well, there ain't nothing in Chicago for a monkey woman to do.
I got to quit ya. Can't make it with ya.
When you see me coming, baby, raise your window
high. Your window to the sky.
Yeah. When you see me coming, mama, I want you to raise your window high.
Catch me passing on the fly.
Yeah. And when you see me passing, mama, I want you to hang your head and
search
cry
your soul and wonder why. Yeah.
Well, hurry down, Dr. Sunshine, and see what tomorrow brings.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Hurry down, Dr. Sunshine. Pretty baby, and see what tomorrow brings.
Tomorrow, tomorrow.
Don't you know the sun went down? And tomorrow brought all the spring.
Tomorrow brought sorrow.
You're so mean and evil. You do things you ought not do.
Why, you're a mean one.
Yeah.
First time I seen one.
Well, you mean. You know what I mean? You mean, baby. And you do things you ought not do.
You used to be cool. Now find yourself a new fool.
But you got my brand of honey. So I guess I'm gonna have to put up with your
hate you and your town. That's why I got to put you down. Goodbye.
John Hendricks.
John Hendricks and Kurt Elling, live at the Green Mill in Chicago in 1999, performing the Count Basie classic Goin' to Chicago Blues, a tune Hendricks wrote new vocalese lyrics to back in 1958. And thanks for tuning into this John Hendricks centennial celebration on this week's Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.